We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufnun Zayin Omid Beis, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Kufnun Zayin Omid Beis. Omar Rav Yaakov Nahor Bekoi Vishmei Ravina. Toshima, let's try to bring Noraya to the Shiloh of the Ikni. It says in the Mishnah, I think the Mishnah is Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that Shtari Chayv HaMukdomim Psulim VaMukharim Ksherim. The halacha is that if you write a Shtar Chayv, if you write the Zman too early, the Shtar is Pasul. If you write it late, then it's Kosher. Now, what's an example of writing a Shtar Chayv Mukdim? It means where you have, let's say, you make a Halva on Tesvav Nisan, and you write in the Shtar that was done on Aleph Nisan. So the halacha is that there, that the star is possible. Why? Because it's muktam, and you come to collect from Lekuchas, from Aleph Nisan, even though the whole Hava only happened on the 15th day of Nisan. So that is possible, because you're going to Lekuchas, Shleik Adin, but it's before the Hava. It happens to be, the Rashbam speaks out, there's a certain case where it will work. The Hava was on Aleph Nisan, in front of Edom, and they wrote the Shtar on Tesvav Nisan, they're allowed to write from Aleph, because that's when the Chayv was. That's what the Rashbam says, which is very fair about them. The only time is a Koyal, when we write a Shtar, I in the Tumim, I ask the Kasha, but we're not going to get into that. But that Rashbam is a Shver Rashbam, the Maschul Psulim at the end is a Shver Rashbam, because he says that if you would have the Avah really on Aleph Nisan, even though you wrote the Shtar on Tesvav Nisan, you're allowed to write Aleph Nisan. Why? Because the Chayv the Havah happened then. The only problem is that the Koyal only happens with the Shtar, which only wrote on Tesvav Nisan, it would still be Muktam. But the Rashbam says that's not Muktam. But that's just a side point. When we get to that in that Kuf Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, we'll talk about that more. But back to our Gemara. The Shtar Chayv HaMukdam Sulim VaMukharim Ksherim. Why is Mukharim Ksherim? What's the big deal? Because let's say I made the Havah on Tesvav Nisan and I wrote the Shtar for Tishrei 6 months later. So Gevaldik. So you only start collecting from Balei Chayv only from Lekuchas 6 months later. No one's getting a loss. No, the one getting a loss is the Malva. Is the only one has less to collect from. I mean, he agreed to it. He agreed that this we're writing the Shtar from this day. So it's kosher. It's not a problem. That's the Mishnah says. The problem is like this: Visagadaitach the ikni kana omacha, and or the ikni kana vahirish. If you say the ikni and you buy something yourself, or you buy something and you yerish it, loy mishtabed mucharam maikshirim the ikni hu lechayra is the ikni. So we're saying like this: lechayra, if the halva really happened on Tesvav Nisan. And we'll assume, let's say, you wrote the Shtar on Tesvav Nisan, and then you date the Shtar for Tishrei. L'chaira, anything, and date the Shtar for Tishrei, so for sure, anything that I bought before is Meshuvot. It's Meshuvot. Anything I bought before Tishrei, between Nisan and Tishrei, is Meshuvot.
Wouldn't
having
a Lekuchas is the labor?
No Lekuchas, it's the real labor here. It's all by money. Someone borrowed money. This is a Shtar Hava, yeah. Shtar Hava. So the Shtar only starts in Tishrei. It only starts then. So here, you live in Nisan, right? And you wrote the date with Tishrei. And let's say he bought Nechasim between Nisan and Tishrei, right? And that's really after the Havah. So it shouldn't be Meshuvah, because that's the Ikni, because B'Shas Havah was not around yet. And whoever, from Tishrei and on, so there, he'll collect from Lekuchas that bought anything. Let's say Lekuchas bought something after Tishrei, let's say. After Tishrei they bought something. But they bought Nechasim that the Loiva acquired between Nisan and Tishrei. Remember, anything acquired Nisan and Tishrei is after the Havah. There's no shibud on that. Now, someone buys it on Sukkos. After Sukkos, he buys the property. And then I come, my shtar preceded your mechira. It says Aleph Tishrei. But the problem is, that property couldn't have been meshuvah to him because that was bought between Nisan and Tishrei. Now, the way I'm speaking out the case is that it was the Havo was in Nisan, they wrote the shtar in Nisan, they just dated it for Tishrei. That's why I'm speaking out. Why? Because this way, it's the Ikniu. What happens if you actually only wrote the shtar in Tishrei? So maybe that's not called the Ikni, because when I wrote the Shtar, you already owned it. So that's really Rav Chanan Vassman, and look at Rashi. It's a Shav. I'm dafk saying in this case because this case is easier. That it's pasha. That's called the Ikni. Is a case where the Hava was on Nisan and the Ksiva Shtar was on Nisan. You dated it for Tishrei. Now I bought everything after the Shtar and after the Hava. I bought it, so it's all the Ikni. It's all bought after the Shiva started. And I wrote Av Tishrei, and now someone buys it after Tishrei. And now you say that's Meshuvah. L'char is not Meshuvah, it's something bought afterwards. Mamash de Iknihu. And for the Gemara, Echnami. It's going with Ramei, holds that you have the Ikni. Hamani Ramei, the Oma, Odo Makne Dova Shloibal Oilom. They're going with Ramei, holds Odo Makne Dova Shloibal Oilom. So, another attempt at a riot. Omram Shashmid Rava Toshma. The shvach kakoyis ketzad. It says in the Mishnah and Gittin that you cannot collect from lekuchos for shvach kakoyis. What's the case of shvach kakoyis? Harei shemachar. So the when it says shvach kakoyis means when the lekeach comes back to the meicher. A bal choyv took away nechasim from the lekeach. The lekeach comes back to the meicher to collect. He can't collect from a shabadim. He goes back to the meicher. So you caused all this loss. It goes back to the Meicher. I bought something. I put in capital expense. I made it worth more. And now the Machayev took everything, giving back my money. So he has to give back his money, everything. But Meshubadim of the Meicher only are Meshubah to the Keren, not to the Shvach. And the reason is Takana de Rabbanim, because Shvach, you never know how much it is. So here the Brisa explains how do you have Shvach HaKoyes. The Shvach HaKoyes Keitzar, Harei Shemocha Soda L'Chaveir V'Shbicha. You sold a property to your friend, and he made it better. Ubabachayv came and took away the whole property with the extras. Kushu goyve, when this lekeach goes to the meicher to collect his money, goyve is a kerem nechosim shabadim. Vesa shvach nechosim lecherem. He collects his kerem from the shabadim, but the shvach he cannot do that. So that's the halacha. Now, b'yisagidai the ikni kana umachar. If you have ikni and he bought something and sold something, he didn't kind of Irish, loy mishtabed, v'achoyve mai goyve shvacha. Why is v'achoyve goyve shvacha? Again, this Gemara is a little bit, you have to understand this Gemara. The Gemara's question is like this. The Gemara assumes any shvach that lekeach puts into that property is really going also to the meicher / loyver. That meicher is a loyver. He has v'achoyve. So, since that property that he sold is a lien property, so anything that he acquires, anything that gets better, it's kilu acquired something after the hava. That shvach. So that shvach, why in the world is Bachoyev taking that shvach? That shvach is something that's not meshubat to the Bachoyev. It happened afterwards. Why is it meshubat to the Bachoyev? So it says over here, why is he going with the shvach? Heard something happened afterwards. And for the Gemara, Hamani Rameyehi. It's going according to Rameyer, the Oma Odo Makne Dova Shloi Baloilam. Going according to Rameyer holds that you could be Maknet. It's Odo Makne Dova Shloilam. And when you write the Ikni, when you write a Chrayis in a Shtar, you write everything, the Ikni as well. The Rashbam here speaks out something they could have spoken before. So Rameyer really holds a Chrayis Lav Toy Sefer. It's not automatic to have a Chrayis. So who said he wrote the Ikni in the first place? Rashbam teaches us that every time you write a Chrayis, you write the Ikni also. You write everything I have, everything I'm going to have, and the Fira Meir works. So therefore, Fira Meir, the Pshat in this Brisa that says that the Baal Chayv collects from Shvach that happened afterwards is because going to Rameir holds the Ikni works. Now the Gemara says like this. No more Rais. The Gemara ended off with a Suffolk. It was a Bayi of Shmuel, a Shiloh of Shmuel. Where is the Imtim Tzolaymer? Imtim Tzolaymer, the Ikni Kano Umacha, the Ikni Kano Harish, Loy Mishtabit. If you hold the Ikni does not work, there's no Shibud, so Holy Mishtabit. We don't have any Shilohs. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What's the question? Imtim Tzolaymer Mishtabit. If you hold that it does work, I have a question. Lova, Loyve, Veloyve, Vechazva Kano Mahu. Let's say, I say the Ikni. Anything I buy is meshuvah to the malva. But let's say he borrows twice. He borrows a Nisan, he borrows a Sivan, and then he acquires a property after Sivan. Who gets first shibud on that property he gets, that he buys? Because regularly, when everything he has, so obviously the first bachayev gets first lien, then the second bachayev. But here he bought it afterwards. When he bought it afterwards, so on one hand you could say, Let's read it inside. Lekam v'shtabed. Why? Because his lien is first, and he wrote the ikni first. Also, so his lien is first. Oy, maybe lebasra v'shtabed, which is two pshatim in the Rishonim. The Rashbam learns that means maybe only lebasra. Why? Because when he writes the ikni to the second malva, he's saying everything I'm going to buy is b'shuvah to you. So basically, what he's saying is I'm being chayzer on last ikni, and I could be chayzer on this. Why? Because it didn't come to the world yet. If I write to the first Malva, anything I'm going to buy is b'shuvah to you. I'm going to buy. I didn't buy anything yet. And then I write the next one, anything I'm going to buy is b'shuvah to you. I'm being technically chayzer on the first one. And I'm allowed to be chayzer because love is alaylam. So maybe I'm being chayzer. Maybe it goes to labasra. So it's a suffix. Does it go to kama or labasra? That's what Rashbam learns. That's the two tzadim. Either only to the first, only to the second. Only to the first because he's first. Or only to the second because he's chayzer. The Ritva learns that even there's no tzad, only the second one. Do you say that it happens vasachas? When I buy the new property, automatically there's two liens in it, automatically it's yachleiku, automatically. Those are two tzadim. So if you're a Rashbam, Gemara's will come out with a third tzad. Amar Rav Nachman, Ham milsa bayulon, v'shalchum v'tam rishikon. So the shalchum v'tam that rishon was kainan. Rav Huna am yachleiku. Huna says yachleiku, which is like a third tzad according to Rashbam. According to Ritva is good, it's passing at the second tzad. Yachleiku. V'chein tonu rabba avu, yachleiku. What does yachleiku mean? Yachleiku means that kol echal fima oisa. Doesn't mean you split down the middle. It goes proportionally to how much your chayv is, your hava is. Omar v'cheta rabba yachleiku. Omar Ravina madura kama de Ravashi omar lo rishikana. In his first madura, Ravashi said rishin is kana. Madura basa Ravashi omar lo yachleiku. Tell us yachleiku. V'hilchasa alach l'mais is yachleiku that you split it in such a case where you have the ikni imtich lemon that the ikni works. Until the ikni works, so then the halacha will be is if you have two halvas and then you buy it, it'll be yachleiku. Now, what does it mean madura kama Ravashi madura basa Ravashi? So the Rashbam explains that Rav Ashi, after he became Rosh Hashiva, he was Rosh Hashiva for 60 years, and he went through the whole Torah, Kol Torah Kula, in 30 years. So every 30 years he did Kol Torah Kula with his shiurim. So in the Madura Kam, in the first 30 years, when he got to the Sugi, he said Yachloiku. He said that the Kam was Kaina. In the second Madura, he said Yachloiku. V'hilchus Yachloiku, Meisvei. That's your Akash. No one holds Basra, according to Rashbam, that only Basra, no. Fidur Ritva, it is like Basra, because Basra meant Yechleiku. Basra itself meant Yechleiku. So Fidur Ritva, he passed like a second side. Fidur Rashbam is a third side that we didn't have. It's like a suffix. Which one is Yechleiku? Yeah. Meisvei, we had right before this, Raya, L'shvacha Koyes Ketzad, Arisha Mocha Soda L'chaveroi, V'shbicha, someone who sold a property to his friend, and he made it better. Obaba Achoyev Tarfa. And the Achoyev came and took the Shvach, Kushu Goyve. When he goes back to the Meicher / Loive, so Goive is a Kerem Mechosh Meshabadim, but it's a Shvach Mechosh Mecharim. He collects the principle from Mechosh Meshabadim, but the Shvach he cannot get take from Meshabadim. And the Gemara's Kasha is, Vim Isa Chatzah Shvach Mechayle, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Again, you have to, it's a Tifa Vavarte. Here, Lechayra, we have two Malves, two Shibudim, on anything to be the Ikni. Shibud number one is the Malve. Existing malva, and this is the shvach, something that's acquiring afterwards. The lekech also is considered a malva because everything you can take from lekech, you owe him. So when he makes this mechira, he becomes now a baldava here that you owe him something. If this doesn't work out, if it's the Brooklyn Bridge, you owe him that. So now it turns out there were two loivas here, and it says over here the baal chayiv comes ahead and takes everything. Why should take everything? Half is mine. I'm a half a baldava here. The misa chat, huh? On the shvach. That's quite afterwards. The misa chat is shvach. It's really half the shvach. It's really when it comes to collect. It's only collecting half the shvach because half the shvach he kept for himself. The Gemara says you're right. Ma goy benamik toni chat is shvach. Taka he stays half the shvach. The other only half the shvach is going to collect because Taka he gets half the shvach because he also is considered a malva over here. To a certain extent, he has a shiva there, and it's something acquired afterwards. Like we said, something acquired afterwards, and there's two loives. So then they both split it, Yachloiku, according to the Hilchasa Yachloiku. And Lemaisa comes down to the Sugi, Lechara, that Mahasha Minon Zakta, that we paskin like that, that's Chatzah Shvach. We also paskin Lechara the Ikni. That's what comes down from our Sugya, that we paskin the Halacha of the Ikni. That's what happens. He says, that's Baruch HaMeir. Leave it to Rameya. But upon him, that's what comes out Lechara Halacha Lemaisa.